In this segment of the program, we're joined by Justina Page, founder of Amos House of Faith, and also Vanessa Wade. Good morning, ladies, and welcome to Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So this is Burn Prevention Week, and you want to talk about that, your particular organization, the Amos House of Faith. Tell us about that.
Well, the Amos House of Faith was birthed from tragedy, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Myself, my husband, six sons, was in a very tragic house fire in 1999, which resulted in the death of my 22-month twin son, Amos, severely injuring myself and the other twin, and thus initiating us into the burn community.
Wow. Okay. And so when you say, so the organization has been around for how long?
Since 2007. In 2007, I established the Amos House of Faith to provide post-burn support for children and families affected by burn trauma.
Okay, post-burn support for children. And that's very interesting because one of the things that was heavy on my mind is what can we do Well, what if you find your child playing with fire, for example? I mean, that's kids are very curious, and you see them playing with matches and putting things in the fire. What can you do to prevent children from playing with fire?
Well, if you find that your child has a tendency toward that, you can reach out to HFD Community Outreach. They do have a program to handle those type of situations that's very effective.
Okay, now do you do workshops or classes or anything of that nature in the community to provide more information about the burn prevention?
Sure. Basically, what I have is a program called the After Burns Club. Mm-hmm. It's for kids affected by burn trauma, meaning a kid who has been burned, a kid who has siblings or family members who have been burned, or a kid who has lost someone due to a burn tragedy. And those programs are run out of Shriners. Here in Houston, I have a Houston group and a Galveston group. Third Saturday at 9 a.m. at Shriners here in Houston on Main Street. And then on the fourth Saturday, we have our Galveston group with the acute burns. And that's every fourth Saturday at noon.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have, it's just so much when I think about the different burns that kids experience, skulls, you know, reaching for a pot on the stove and hot water. I can remember once I got burned. I put a cup in the microwave to make some tea, and I put it on the counter, put a spoon in it, and the water just shot up all on me. There are just so many different ways that one can get burned, and now we got space heaters. We just used last week several fires from space heaters. So you basically help people to better understand how to prevent tragedies such as this in general as a part of what you do?
Yes, but not in the Amos House way. I'm a part of the burn community on an international level for that type of thing. But as far as we're talking about today and with the Amos House of Faith and the After Burns Club, it's more so on how to get over the tragedy that they have experienced.
Okay.
So it's more so of a post-burn support groups, teaching them how to deal with the fear, how to deal with the anger, how to deal with survivor guilt and those type of issues.
Yeah. Now, you do have a website, is that correct?
I do.
And what is your website?
Well, you can find out more about the Amos House of Faith at theamoshouseoffaith.org, or in general, if you go to my website, justinapage.com, where everything is there.
Yeah, and you've written a book.
Yes.
And what is the title of the book?
The title of my award-winning book, I'm glad to say, is The Circle of Fire.
Uh-huh. Okay, and what does the book talk about?
This book chronicles my family's journey through a four-alarm house fire, in which, as I stated before, several of us were injured. But it's a book of hope and courage and strength, and it relates to any type of fire. There's several types of fires out there, financial, marital, and so forth and so on. But it's a book about overcoming any kind of insurmountable odds.
And, of course, you've won the Memorial Hermann Hospital Volunteer of the Year Award, the Houston Fire Department Neighborhood Hero Award, Texas Halliburton Hometown Hero Award, the Shriners Volunteer Group of the Year Award, and you've just been doing a lot of making some very, very significant contributions to the community. Now, how can our listeners help you? Obviously, everyone is not a burn victim, or maybe don't even know anyone who's been burned, but are there things that we as a community can do to help the Amos House of Faith?
There's always things you can do. Of course, financial donations are always welcome, but aside from that, the kids need crafts and different items to do their workshops and the different programs that we do. Gas cards, have to transport them,
yes.
Things of that nature. And just shoot me an email, justina@justinapage.com. I'd love to tell you what you can do if you're interested in helping.
All right. And what's your phone number?
You can contact me locally at 489-6813, toll free 888-799-6810.
And Vanessa, you're a part of the organization. What is your role with the organization?
Yes, I am. I'm the publicist for the organization. And one of the things, when I met Justina, she had such a powerful message of hope and restoration. And so I just wanted to be involved in making sure that I can bring community awareness, because it's such a powerful story. And if she can make it through, then anybody can make it through what they're going through.
Okay, well, I'm glad that we've had a chance to at least introduce the organization to some and reintroduce to others the Amos House of Faith and the work you do during not just during burn and fire prevention week, but throughout the course of the year and what you do. The third Saturday at 9 o'clock, you are once again where?
We're at the Shriners Hospital here in Houston on Main.
And the fourth Saturday, you're in Galveston at?
The Shriners Hospital on Market Street.
Okay. Well, ladies, once again, thank you so much for being a part of the program. And let's keep in touch with us, and let's see if we can get you on the air more during the course of the coming year.
That would be awesome. We appreciate it.
All righty.
Thank you.
Vanessa Wade and Justina Page of Amos House of Faith, trying to educate the community about burn prevention, being a support group to those who have been victims of fires. And please make sure you go around your home, make sure it's safe. Talk to your kids, show them how to be safe so that you don't become a burn victim also, okay?